Welcome back. Well, we've made it quite a ways in our series so far, and I hope that you're enjoying it and getting a lot out of it. Remember, the key, the secret, is to follow through on each and every exercise that we do. So let's talk about strategies now. A strategy is a series and sequence of internal and external representations that consistently produces a specific result. Was that jargon or what? What it is it's a recipe. It's a recipe. It's a specific sequence of steps that you run through to produce a desired outcome. So if you want to bake a cake, there's a specific order of things that you need to do. You need to get the cooking materials together. You need to get a bowl. You need to crack the eggs, put the eggs in the bowl. Then you've got to mix it up. Then you've got to put it in the oven. There's a whole sequence and series of steps that you've got to take in order to produce the desired outcome of a cake. But what would happen if you left one of those steps out? Like if you forgot about the bowl part? You'd have a mess, right? You wouldn't get your outcome of the cake. So the outcome wouldn't be produced in the same way. Now, the fact is that people have recipes for everything that they do, or strategies for everything that they do. Every type of behavior there is. For wealth, for poverty, for happiness, for depression, for love, decisions, for making a purchase, for buying something, for shyness, for aggressiveness, for taking action, for motivation, for procrastination. Any type of behavior that you might do, you have a strategy for it. So it's a specific series and sequence of steps that you run through in order to produce that behavior, both internal and external. So it could be a sequence of internal representations or thoughts in your mind that produces the behavior of shyness. Right? So it's a series of steps. And any type of habits that you have are strategies that you run as well. Now, why is all this important? Well, think about it. Our habits determine our destiny. And our habits are largely unconscious. Have you ever found yourself doing some behavior without any conscious thought at all and wondered why you were doing it after the fact or even during it? In that case, you were running an unconscious strategy. Now, the question is, are your unconscious habits and strategies consistent with the goals that you want to accomplish or not? Now, let me ask you a question. How would you like a way to create new unconscious habits that are consistent with the goals that you want to accomplish? It's kind of a loaded question. Who wouldn't, right? So that's the promise of strategies.